UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the ceasefire announced by India and Pakistan on Saturday, describing it as a positive step that could pave the way for lasting peace, his spokesperson said. The statement came after the two nuclear-armed South Asian neighbors agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire, following several days of heightened military exchanges. Guterres hopes the agreement will contribute to lasting peace and foster an environment conducive to addressing broader, long-standing issues between the two countries, said his spokesperson Stefan Dujarric in a formal statement. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the ceasefire, stating that India and Pakistan had reached a full and immediate cessation of hostilities after days of military strikes. After a long night of talks mediated by the United States, I am pleased to announce that India and Pakistan have agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire. Congratulations to both countries on using common sense and great intelligence, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. The development was subsequently confirmed by Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Dar affirmed the ceasefire via social media, reiterating Pakistan's commitment to regional peace and stability while underscoring the country's resolve to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar also confirmed the agreement, stating, India and Pakistan have today worked out an understanding on stoppage of firing and military action, in a post shared on social media. The confrontation, which began on the night of May 6 to 7, escalated rapidly and marked the most serious military conflict between the two neighbors in decades, resulting in dozens of casualties. Despite repeated warnings from the Pakistani government, India, bolstered by an aggressive media narrative, continued provocative actions, including multiple drone incursions, which ultimately triggered retaliatory strikes from Pakistan. A diplomatic breakthrough followed after direct calls from the U.S. Secretary of State to both New Delhi and Islamabad, alongside a high-level intervention by the U.S. Vice President. Signs of de-escalation are now emerging.